हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके तू जो धरा पे पधारे गुल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
Thank you. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his carefree, his children who are carefree kings everywhere. This type of court of carefree kings can be seen only now at this time. Because it is only at this time when the father takes away your worries and makes you carefree kings. This is why this gathering of yours at this time therefore such a gathering of yours is only at this time. All of you, when you wake up in the morning, you wake up with the stage of being carefree. And then, during the day also, when you come into actions, you do not have any worries. When you go to bed, even then, you are carefree. Such carefree kings you are. When you wake up, when you go to bed, at that time you experience that you are carefree kings of someday. Why do you experience this? You experience this because
figure taking.
You give your worries to Baba
for
and take the intoxication from him. Fikr is worry and fakhr is intoxication. So you give your worries to Baba and take the intoxication from him and therefore become carefree kings. If any worry comes as you move along, then what does worry make you into? If there is
light,
if there is intoxication, then if there is intoxication, then there is the sparkle of, then there's a sparkle on your face. But if there is any worry, then it seems like you have a big basket of worry on your head. So, say, what do you like? You like the sparkle of light on your face, or you like a basket of worries on your head? A carefree king likes his stage as he keeps flying with joy, and others also
think
when they visualize the sparkle of light on his face, have so much love for him. This is why, Bap Dada always reminds you that you have to stay in the stage of a carefree king. This is why the devotees show your images as double light, as double crowned ages. One is the crown of light, and the other is being the conqueror of the vices and therefore a crown of jewels. So in this way you are shown a double crown. This is why Bhaktada always instructs the children or teaches the children always stay in pleasure. It is very easy to be always in a state of pleasure. What is easy about it? It is easy when you just give the limited I-ness to Baba. The moment you switch over from I to yours or mine to yours, I to you or mine to yours, you become carefree kings. It's a matter of a change of just one word. Mine, yours. In Hindi, mera is ma and tera is, you know, with the. So, actually the other words are the same. So, just the alphabet ma has to be changed into the. So, instead of mera, it becomes tera. And just a change of one alphabet makes you a carefree king. It's easy, is it not? All of you have become carefree kings, haven't you? Or do you still have worries? If by chance, instead of intoxication, there is worry, then the reason is the difference of just one alphabet. Instead of mera, instead of tera, yours, you say mine, mera, and therefore the worry comes. So, what is the aim of all of you in a practical way? What is your aim? Have you given your worry to Baba in a practical way, or sometimes the worry comes back to you? Do worries come back to you, or are you carefree kings? Those who are always stay as carefree kings, raise your hand. Those who always stay as carefree kings, they raise their hand. Sure? Are you sure? Or sometimes you are not carefree kings. Papa is looking around. All of you are carefree kings. Again, raise your hand high if you say that you are carefree kings. There are also some who have not raised their hands. That means they are sometimes not carefree kings. And everyone laughs. Because those who did not raise their hand means they are not always carefree kings. Well, if there's a concern about service, that's another matter. But then that concern actually is a method to make others carefree kings. If the concern about service, then that's a method to make others carefree kings. But then if one gets worried because he has a sanskar of getting worried, then that sanskar of worrying if there is a sanskar of worrying, then at that time if you just change the word my into yours, then and give your worry to Baba and take the intoxication from Baba, then you will become a carefree king. Because Baba has come to take your worry away from you and give you intoxication. So fikr is worry, intoxication is fakur. So Baba has come to take away your fikr and give you fakur. And therefore check yourself. Therefore check yourself. Find out if there is this sanskar of a long time, long period of worrying emerging in you. Because Bap Dada has been telling you for some time now that according to the present time, anything can happen anytime. Anything can happen anytime. And it can happen anytime. This is why each child has to pay attention There has to be attention to the fact that when you want to apply a dot, you should be able to apply it in 1 second. For example, if a waste thought comes to you, for example, if a waste thought comes to you, then by applying a dot, full stop, you should be able to finish that waste in 1 second. Do you have that much practice? So that you're able to finish that waste thought in 1 second? Or will you, because of the circumstances at that time, have to make efforts to finish the waste? You need to make efforts to finish the waste. Actually, you should be, actually, it could be that instead of wanting to apply a full stop, you apply a question mark or an exclamation mark. How, why, what? If at that time you start thinking in this way of how, what, why, then what your aim is for the future, that you have to go together back home with the father, that will not be realized then, because Baba is a point and you also are a point, and therefore you should be able to apply a full stop, which is a point, in 1 second. Do you have that much practice to apply a full stop in 1 second and finish that waste thought? Therefore, if you do want to do it, then from now onwards, you have to do this practice. If you have this practice, then you will be able to give your, you'll be able to take Baba's hand of Srimad with you and go together hand in hand back home. This is why Bhaktada has told you earlier as well, that you have to pay attention to 2 things. You have to underline these 2 things. Which are those 2 things? One is the treasure of thoughts. One is the treasure of thoughts. And the other is the treasure of time. You have received so many treasures. You also have the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of powers, all the different yuktis which you have received for becoming complete and perfect. All these are with you because this confluence age is very, the time of this confluence age is very, very valuable in the whole cycle. This time is very precious. At this time, you can claim as much as you want. You can attain as much as you want. Because this very one birth is a very great birth. In this one birth, you have to make or create the fortune for many births. You don't have to lose even 1 second of the confluence age. You should not lose even 1 second of the confluence age. Because even 1 second is enough for giving the fruit for many births. One year of Sangam Yoga is equivalent to many years of the future. Therefore, even 1 second is very, very valuable. Even 1 hour is great. 1 second is great too. All your future births are based on this one birth of the confluence age. See? When you do yoga, at that time you say Manmanabhav. You keep your mind in Baba, and this is the basis
for
It is the foundation. Because the work of the mind is to think and thoughts are necessary for experiencing in the pilgrimage of remembrance as well. So thoughts are the basis for the mind as well as for remembrance. You give different thoughts and make them practice meditation, don't you? Therefore check. How your time is spent, because time is moving fast, and therefore whilst doing every action, whilst moving along, whilst coming in relationship with people, was your time really spent by giving that much importance to it? Because time is very valuable. Thoughts make you powerful. Because thoughts can make you powerful. Therefore, Bab Dada tells again and again. Beloved children of Bab Dada, children who are merged in Bab Dada's heart, now finish the account of waste. Use time in a worthwhile way. If everything is used in a worthwhile way, only then there is success. Just one second. But every second, every thought should be spent in a worthwhile way. That much attention you have to give to yourself. That much attention you have to give to yourself. So much checking you have to do of giving, of applying a full stop. Do not become careless in this. Don't say later on, yes, Papa had said it, but I did not understand it at that time. Don't say that later on. Because don't say later on, I didn't think that time was so short. I didn't think about the time. So fast time is moving. So fast it will move. There should not be any more carelessness. Bab Dada wishes to take carelessness from all of you, from each one of you. Bab Dada does not want to hear from you saying, Baba, I did not understand it. I did not realize it. You said it, but I did not understand it or did not realize it. Baba does not like, will not like that you say these words later on to Baba. Now the new year is coming. The new year is coming. So before the new year begins, so before the new year begins, carelessness and along with that laziness, even because laziness is also of different types. So carelessness, laziness, all that. All that should be finished from the Brahmin world. You still have some time of the old year remaining. So these in these few days, before the world ends, before the year ends, do this practice of finishing waste, finishing carelessness, laziness, And then in the new year, make a new year resolution with courage. And bid it goodbye forever. Along with bidding goodbye to the old year, bid goodbye even to carelessness and laziness also forever. Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you bid goodbye? Those who can, raise your hand. Wow. Baba Singh, wow. Wow, children, wow. What about this side? Those who can bid goodbye to carelessness, laziness at the end of this year, in these remaining few days before the year finishes. So, in this side, the other side, I was asking those on Baba's right. What about those at the back? All are raising their hand. Bap Dada says, you please Bap Dada very well when it comes to raising your hand. You please Bap Dada very well in this. Bap Dada has noticed that that Bap Dada remembers you remember that you have raised your hand in front of Bap Dada, but there are some who stay careless even after they have raised their hand in front of Bap Dada. Children have a very nice, interesting chit-chat. Conversation with Bap Dada. They tell Baba, Baba, it will happen. Baba, see, it will happen very soon. It will happen very soon. Baba, it will surely happen. So when Bap Dada listens to these children who are careless, he smiles and he feels amused. What else can he do? He's highly amused because on one hand they are lazy and on the other hand they say, Baba, it will happen, Baba, it will happen. But actually they are lazy and careless, so the laziness, carelessness continues and they are trying to please Baba by assuring him that it will happen. The children do think that yes, they have to do it. They have to do it. They keep saying to themselves, they think too much about it, that they have to do it. They have to do it, but then whether they are doing it or not doing it, they, in the checking of that, what should Baba say? The checking of that, they become careless or lazy. You just say. That's all only for the sake of saying. So, to all the children everywhere, wherever they are, in whichever country they are, wherever they are sitting, watching Vak Dada through television, and they are also able to see well, they are able to hear well too. So, therefore, to all the children, to whether they are here in front of Baba physically or they are anywhere in their countries, in their centers, in other places, looking at Baba, watching Baba, hearing Baba, to everyone, Bap Dada is saying,
Sankalp ko,
that
of Sankalp ke samay ko,
underline the words, thoughts and time. In Sangam Yoga, these two are very important, your thoughts and the time. Majority of you children are pass where love for Baba is concerned. You have progressed very well in this subject of love. It's because of love for Baba. You also get the response of Baba's love for you, and therefore you are moving forward very well. So you have love for Baba and you get the response of your love. By receiving Baba's love, and in return, you are moving forward very well. And therefore, Baba thinks that just as you are moving forward by experiencing love, your love for Baba and Baba's love for you, you're experiencing this very well. Similarly, in the subject of remembrance as well. You have to move forward because you have to absolve the sins of many births, and therefore you have to pay more attention to remembrance as well.
Vinash.
Why is Baba emphasizing on this? Because if you do not absolve all your sins, then how can you go along with Baba? Only when you finish all your sins, then you will be able to return with Baba together. And because you have love for Baba, then the proof of that love is that you should do what Baba tells you to do. This is the return. You give of Baba's love for you. And because you love Baba, you and Baba loves you, then you have to stay together. Even in the kingdom of golden age, you would like to come and be with Baba together, is it not? To come in the kingdom with Baba means to be part of the royal family. So that also will be possible only when you are like Baba. You may not be able to sit on the throne, but then you will be together in the royal family. Bhaktadada has told you earlier as well of how you can discriminate whether you will be in the royal family or not. So, for example, whatever your age is, the age of knowledge, how many years you are in Gyan. So, on the basis of that age of knowledge, if you have been able to stay on Bab Dada's heart throne all the time, no matter when you came, but if you have been able to stay on Bab Dada's heart throne all the time during your spiritual life, and you did not put your foot on the floor in the mud, then according to that, you will be able to come in the royal family and stay close in relationship. You will be part of the royal family. So, you have love for Baba, and therefore, to fulfill that love, you cannot stay behind. Fulfilling love means to be together. Those who are seated on the heart throne will not only be together in golden age and silver age, but they will also be together or very close in copper age and iron age too. Therefore, those who can fulfill the love, those who can fulfill the love, they will always be seated on the heart throne. And in order to fulfill the love, always be seated on Bhaktadada's heart throne and claim your rights for many births. This is why Bap Dada gives love to every child. Also, Baba has given the certificate that majority of you are pass in this subject of love. Now you have to pass in all the subjects. So you are passed in the subject of love, but you have to pass in all the subjects too. So now Baba is punning the word pass. Pass means you have to stay close and you have to also pass in the test. The word pass in Hindi means close. And pass in English means to pass in an exam. Okay. Those children who are here for the first time, the first timers stand up. All the first timers stand up. All the first timers only stand up. There's so many. Half of the class is of first timers, so new ones. Bap Dada is welcoming all of you. Congratulations. Congratulations for coming for the first time. Although you have come late, you have come before the board of too late is put up. Although you have come late, but still you are not too late. Now, you keep the attention that you will become of an intense effort maker quickly in a short time. You become an intense effort maker and make your future as bright as possible. Through your intense efforts, you can move forward very well. Because you still have the margin of making efforts, you can move ahead as much as you want. You can move ahead as much as you want. Bap Dada and the whole Divine Family, is together with you, and they will also send you vibrations for you to move forward. I was telling the first timers. And therefore, move forward, keep the courage. Your courage and Bap Dada's help, along with the help of the whole Brahmin family, it will make you move forward. Continue to move forward. Oh, is it okay? Yes, move forward. Go ahead. Okay, you may sit down. Okay.
Baba Seva ka turn Gujarat zone ka hai.
Gujarat zone.
10,000 Gujarat wale aaye hain yahan.
Good turn of Seva is of Gujarat. 10,000 have come from Gujarat. Get up, Gujarat. Now, my God, more than half the class will be just Gujarat. So many teachers, all Gujarat. Wave to Baba. More than half of the quantity in this hall is of Gujarat. Those who are for the who come for the first time, those who have come for the first time from Gujarat, they wave to Baba. The others sit down. Only the first timers of Gujarat, they stand up. So many first timers just from Gujarat. So even those who have come for the first time, amongst them is mostly from Gujarat, who have come for the first time. Congratulations. Okay, you may sit down. Now the others of Gujarat who are not first timers and the teachers of Gujarat, they all stand up. Gujarat is moving forward well in service. And they clap. Gujarat is moving forward well in service. Now, in what have you to take the first number? You're already moving forward in service. Where quantity is concerned, you have already taken the number. You have already taken the number ahead in service. Now, you have to take the number ahead in becoming free from obstacles, because Bap Dada has been saying that no zone has given their name, that they are fully free of obstacles. Yes, it is everyone's aim, no doubt, that they have to become free of obstacles, but then in other things, they have taken a number, but in this, of staying free of obstacles, no one has come in the front yet. Bap Dada has seen that you do have the aim of taking a number ahead in this subject of being free of obstacles, but then you are still making plans. It hasn't happened in a practical way yet. Now, each one of you should think that I have to take a number ahead in this subject of being free of obstacles. You have to take a number ahead, is it not? And they're all saying yes. So, See, there are so many of you who are standing. Each one of you, from wherever you have come, whichever center you have come, each one of you have to pay attention and make your center or your area free of obstacles and prepare everyone for going to the new world. In golden age, the kings, the subjects, all of them are free of obstacles. So there everyone is free of obstacles, but the sanskars of staying free of obstacles have to be filled here. You won't fill sanskars there, but those sanskars of staying free of obstacles have to be filled here. So, whichever zone it may be, whether it's a small zone or a big zone, big region, small region, a zone. But this result, Baba wants to see of that zone being totally free of obstacles. Say, all the dadis and the dadas who are instrumental. Who will claim number one in this of staying free of obstacles? Will Gujarat claim this number? Claim the first number? And they are nodding their head. Yes, we will claim. And when will you get it? When will you do it? How much time do you need? Are 6 months enough? Sarla Didi is saying something. Sarla Didi is saying, Baba, even 3 months it can happen. And Baba is saying, yes, congratulations then. Well, Dadi say, when will the first number be announced? When will it be seen? Will it be seen or not? It will be seen, no? All those of Madhuvan, stand up. All those of Madhuvan, stand up. All those of Madhuvan, wave to Baba.
Gujarat wale baithenge sabhi, Madhuvan niwasi sabhi khade honge. Madhuvan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, sab Madhuvan niwasi khade.
So whether Shantivan or Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, all the three places. So three places up in Mount Abu, fourth and fifth also the hospital. Also hospital. So five Pandavas. five wings like
मधुबन वाले खड़े होंगे मधुबन ज्ञान सरोवर शांतिवन हॉस्पिटल म्यूजियम संगम भवन पीस पार्क सभी जो समर्पित है पीस पार्क के लिए
पहले मधुबन वाले करें
so will those of Madhuban do it first of becoming free of obstacles or raise your hand those who say that we will make we will become obstacle free those of Madhuban are very lucky Make your gathering strong. Make your gathering strong and in this way, each one come closer to one another. Make companions, not those companions, but companions in stage. Come together. And then become free of obstacles. Whatever is past. Everyone has heard and seen. Those of Madhuban have a golden chance. In Madhuban, all the five places are included. So Madhuban Nivasis have a very good chance. And if all come together, it's not that Pandav Bhavan is separate. Or another place is separate. Madhuban means all are alike, all are together, all are the same. So do those of Madhuban think that they will be able to do it? Those who say that they will do it, raise their hand. Make Madhuban totally free of obstacles. Did all of you raise your hand? Those who think it's not a big thing to become free of obstacles. Baba is with us, Dadis are with us. So it's not a big thing at all. What do the Dadis think? Those of Madhuban are number one, aren't they? It is good. Yes, Baba has told everyone to do it, but Madhuban is Madhuban. Gujarat has said that they will do it. Very good. All give vibrations to Gujarat. It can happen, it's not a big thing. There should not be even a trace of any type of obstacle. Yes, if something happens and situation comes, okay, just exchange your views and finish it. Some time back, when Dadi Prakashmani was in corporeal form, at that time all of you had made a promise and had said that we will never use the word no, we will always say haji, very good, yes, yes, never no. So if you do that, then Madhuban can be number one. Babdata is proud of Madhuban, isn't he? Of course, he is proud of every zone. But now Madhuban is in front. And therefore, Bab Dada is saying to Madhuban. Otherwise, Baba is saying to every zone, yes, sweet soul, yes, yes. To everyone, say yes, sweet soul. Each one has this lesson form, is it not? Yes, Madhuban should claim the prize. Can you say past is past in 1 second? Okay, yes, you are an effort maker, and if something happens, something was wrong. But can you say past is past and fly? That's what you have to do. Say past is past and fly, because those who fly means they leave behind where they were and they fly away from there. So also Gujarat should do something new. Bab Dada told to those of Delhi also, do something new. Bab Dada is telling Gujarat as well to do something new. Bab Dada received the news that there was a very good youth program, you know, in Delhi, ORC, and how India, Bharat and foreign countries, they came together in ORC and did the program together, and it was very good, and they can do more together. They have started the invention of the youth of Bharat and the youth of foreign lands having come together. Okay, those of Madhuban can sit down. So Bharat and foreign lands can come together and do even more wonders. Now it's only the beginning. Those of Delhi kept good courage. So in ORC there was a very good program for the youth. So they have started. And now it should spread everywhere in the world. Then Bharat and the world and foreign countries can come together. As it is one Brahmin family and you will prove to the world that you are one, and you will also make the world one. It is already begun. Now even the Muslims are moving forward. But now you have to make a big program in which from the main countries people come. People from main countries, big countries come. And make it be known that we are all children of one Father and therefore we are brothers and sisters. Make this be known to everyone. This is brother, there is brotherhood, sisterhood. Let this sound. Spread. That we are all one family. On one stage itself, on the same stage, people from different areas can come and share their experiences. You are making plans already. Everyone is doing that. You are now going into the unlimitedness. Let everyone come to know that this is one family of God. Let this be well known to all. Otherwise, all of you who come here, you are already doing service. You are also doing self-efforts. And making it be known to all, and this also will be made known to all that this is one family of God. Those of Gujarat have made a promise. It is very good. But also do something new now. Each zone should make plans of doing something new. Everyone should make plan of doing something new because each zone, each place has its own speciality and therefore come together and make such a plan so that everyone thinks that this is our program. And each one, so anyone who wants to share anything should be able to share. So spread the sound as quickly as possible. At least those new ones who come, they too should get time to make efforts. At least some inheritance they too should take. If they come right at the end, then what will they attain? Therefore, think over. Do it as quickly as possible so that people come and get some inheritance from the father. Otherwise, they will complain to you that why did you tell us right at the end? If we would have come earlier, we could have taken something, some inheritance. Of course, the inheritance of mukti, liberation, that everyone will get. But then the inheritance of jivan mukti, liberation in life, that also they have to take. Fifty kumaris have already surrendered. You know, there was a surrender ceremony of 50 kumaris in Gujarat, in different parts of Gujarat, Ahmedabad in particular. All the kumaris who had a surrender ceremony, and they surrendered to Baba, the 50 kumaris, they are waving to Baba. Is it from, are they from everywhere or? Only Gujarat. Kumaris of only Gujarat. So these kumaris of just Gujarat who surrendered, who had a surrender ceremony. So Baba is telling them, you got the power in the bhakti that you did.
Baba, ye log samarpit hui hai. Samarpit hui hai.
So, they had the surrender ceremony to surrender means to surrender means to do whatever Baba says. So, did you make a determined thought that whatever Baba has said, that I am doing it? Have you made a determined thought of it? Raise your hand if you have. You had your surrender ceremony, but now, what do you have to do in the future? You will do training? Or what will you do? Will you do some training also? Also, you have to become instrumental in becoming obstacle free and making others obstacle free. So when you surrendered, you also got that power, that strength. So to surrender everything and become obstacle free. Also find out whether you surrendered everything and have become obstacle free, and you will now make your place wherever you are also obstacle free. In that too, you will claim a number. You have taken the first step. Now you have to take further steps and move forward. Okay, it's good. You will continue to move forward and make others move forward. Papa has blessed these Kumaris. Okay. Now open your mouth and eat gulab jamun. Bhaktada gives you the toli of, for surrendering to Baba. Gulab jamun in your mouth. There are double foreigners too. All double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners stand up. About 300 double foreigners are here. Nearly 300. Double foreigners are here. Double foreigners means double effort makers, double intense effort makers, double foreigners, double intense effort makers. Bhaktada has noticed that all of you have great zeal and enthusiasm in you. Whatever may be the situation, a condition, but you always try to come to Madhuban every year because you have so much love for Bhaktada and the family, and therefore you have great enthusiasm to come to Madhuban every year, whatever your situation may be, because you have to collect money in order to get the ticket. And also Bhaktada has noticed that how you have different ways in which you gather money for the ticket in order to come to Madhuban. Come what may, majority of you come here, come to Madhuban every year. You have made foreign countries also, like India, means you've turned it into India. There also you are following all the disciplines, because you have so much love for the atmosphere of Madhuban. Bhaktada likes to see how much enthusiasm and zeal you have, and also the method you'll adopt to get the money to buy your ticket. And therefore Baba has so much love for you and congratulates you from the heart and gives you the love and says, "Wow, my double foreigners children, wow." Before it was something very big for you to come here, but then now it has become so easy. You come in every group, just like groups of come from different parts of India. Similarly, in every group, double foreigners also come. There's no group, no Bhaktada's meeting without double foreigners. It's because you have so much love for Bhaktada and the whole divine family. Of course, you have love for Bhaktada, but also it is the love for the divine family that pulls you here. Bhaktada. just as all of you say, my Baba from the heart, it's because Bap Dada goes everywhere at Amrit Vela to all the countries too. Because how long does it take Bap Dada to travel or tour in all the countries everywhere at Amrit Vela? Baba goes on a tour there too. Bap Dada sees everything. Bap Dada sees how much intoxicated you are, how you are lost in Baba's love, and you are making very good effort. Bap Dada sees all that. At present, Bap Dada is seeing one very good thing of Tamil foreigners, something special at this time, that the Tamil foreigners too, just as in India, the thought is that no place should be left out without giving message. So too in foreign lands too, the children have the aim to serve everywhere and make sure that no place is left out without Baba's service. Now, in how many countries there are Baba centers? Baba is asking, in how many countries? 130 countries, Muni Ben is saying, 130 countries. 137 countries. So it has increased, the number has increased, very good. And in how many years it has happened? So since 1971, it is 40 years now. 1971 it started, so 40 years of service abroad. Next year they are celebrating 40 years of service abroad. London was the first place. In 2011 they are going to celebrate. Very good, congratulations. 40 years of service abroad. They are going to celebrate next year in London in 2011. It is good. Daddy Janki is saying, in many countries they are already celebrating 30 years in Spain, in Mexico, in Brazil also 30 years, everywhere, in many countries. Yes, it is good, it is increasing, good. All of you also are happy to hear this, aren't you? Baba is telling everyone. So, whichever country it may be, whether India or any country of the world, each one everywhere should get this message that the Father has come, the Father has come. No one should say at the end that my Father came and I did not come to know. I did not get the message. And my Father came and I didn't come to know or get the message of it. Whether it is in India or any other country of the world. ओके It there may not be much time later on, but then at least they should get the message that the God has come. God has come. God came and He came and gave the inheritance and went away. That should not happen. Everyone should get the message. Your duty is to give the message, but to follow or not is up to them. But at least you have to give them the message. That is your work. Wherever you are staying there, you have to do this work, this task of giving the message that the Father has come, God has come. Just as the methods of instruments of science are growing more and more. Anything is spreading very quickly. So to make plan in such a way that everyone is able to receive at least this message that the Father has come. It can happen. I was asking, can it happen? Can it take place? Or is it difficult? Is it difficult? So, make a list. In Bharat, which places have still to be given the message, and in foreign countries where the message has still to be given. So take out any method, any means to make the people come to know that the Father has come, and also continue to keep contact and relationships, because no one should complain at the end that they did not know that the Father came and also went away. You will come to know if you find out that there are so many places where Baba's message hasn't reached yet. There are so many good methods of serving, of giving the message. But how to use those facilities, those gadgets for them being able to do that service of spreading the message, that you have to think over. Now you may sit down. Okay. To all the children everywhere, Bab Dada is congratulating that every day, every hour, you have to keep on moving forward. So congratulations to you for that, for moving forward. Time is waiting for you. You should not wait for time, but time is waiting for you. You can bring time as close you want to completion, you can. You can bring time as close you want to completion. It's up to you to bring time as close to completion as you want. It's up to you to be ready. Don't wait for time, but bring time closer to completion. Time is telling Baba. Time is telling Baba. Time is telling Baba that Baba, tell the Brahmin souls to make me come closer to completion. Even those of the advanced party are telling Baba, Baba, tell the Brahmins to bring time closer to completion. Now what answer should Baba give to them? What answer should Baba give to them? Baba will tell them, yes, yes, the time is coming, is it? That's what Baba, is this your answer, that the time is coming? What answer should Baba give to time and to the advance party? What time? What answer should Baba give to them, to time? Brijman Bhai is wanting to say something. Ramesh Bhai is wanting to say something of Brijman Bhai. But Baba is saying to make time reach completion, you have to make yourself complete and perfect first. Because Baba will not go back alone without the children. Therefore, you have to fix the date. How long more? Baba has already given you the work. Baba gave the work of bringing, you know, to bring time closer to completion. That's the work Baba has given to us. So also tell Baba what, not advanced party Baba was. Also Baba was, Baba said nature is asking Baba. Nature is asking Baba, Baba, how long more? Because there are so many unhappy souls in the world. They are crying in the mind. You have to increase serving through the mind more now. You are doing it, but then you have to do it continuously, continuously, it should go on and it should grow. So you have to increase it. Because nature and the unhappy souls, they do come to Baba and they cry out to Baba. So you have to give them an experience of peace and happiness. Even for 1 second, they want it, the experience of peace and happiness, even for 1 second. Just as if there's a very hungry man, very hungry person, that hungry person thinks, oh, even little bit of food is enough for me. Even little bit, I don't mind. Now, increase service to the mind. Service through words is already happening. Baba is happy with that. The service to words which you are doing, Baba is happy with this service. Will increase service to the mind now. Okay. Always remember the homework Bap Dada has given to you and remind others of the same too. Okay, what is to be done now? Yad Vyar. To all the children of Bapta, children who are seated on Bapta, that heart throne, to the children who are always moving forward, Bap Dada is giving drishti and love from the heart and also saying congratulations. Congratulations.
Hare
every child, even if he is far away in distance. Is experiencing to be face to face. Bap Dada merges every child in his heart and is saying Namaste, Namaste, Namaste.